There has been a lot of discussion on this show and others about Washington Senate Bill 5599, which passed on a party line vote, which would clear the way for children between the ages of 13 and 18 to stay at a youth shelter or host homes without their parents' knowledge for an indefinite amount of time while seeking services related to gender dysphoria and gender transitioning, which means your kid can run away from home claiming they are seeking these and hide out in a shelter, and God knows what happens to them next. Joining us now on the KVI studio line is Julie Barrett, founder of Conservative Ladies of America / Washington. Julie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ari. Thanks for having me on.
Such a pleasure. I'm sorry it took this so long to have you. So tell me, you testified against this thing today. What was the crux of what you were telling them?
Well, anytime I see a bill that says anything about youth shelter, I perk up because we have experience with youth shelters in the Seattle area. 2 years ago, my daughter, who was 14 at the time, was shuttled from Seattle Children's Hospital over to a youth shelter because they told her that if she didn't want to go home from the hospital, she didn't have to. So this was when I first started learning about Washington laws, and she ended up spending 10 days in that youth shelter where it became, it was impossible for me to communicate with her. They wouldn't let me, the social workers there were running interference and wouldn't let us speak with her, and ended up taking 8 Seattle police officers to get her out of there. And they were working with her to file a CHINS petition, which is a child in need of services, and typically for children who are abused or neglected and do not come from loving homes, as my daughter does. And they had even gotten her a lawyer to help her with this, so basically to take away our parental rights. And as I said in my testimony, there was no CPS wasn't involved. There were no claims of child abuse or neglect. But they were working hard to cut us out of the picture. And my daughter doesn't have gender dysphoria or any of that. But what this bill would do is take one step further, what happened to my daughter, and really allow for these people in these shelters to do this, not just without consent, but without even notifying a parent. So your kid is at a youth shelter and no one's even going to tell you where your kid is, what's going on, if they're safe. It is a horrific bill, and it is destructive to families and very destructive to children.
I appreciate your candor and being so open with us about your own personal family journey on this. I mean, I'm looking at this from the perspective of people say that your kid can just run away and there's nothing you can do about it. And that's not just hyperbole. That seems to be actually happening. Here in Washington, homelessness is going up. Youth homelessness is going up. And now, even though they say, you know, Jay Inslee says, give us more money and we'll solve homelessness, they're literally passing bills which can make this worse because kids from other states can come to Seattle, can come to Washington as a kind of sanctuary state, sanctuary city for this kind of stuff. They can run away from all parts of the country. As I see it, this is only going to make more homelessness. This is only going to have more runaway teenagers that end up in a life of drugs, end up in a life of crime, end up in a life of human trafficking. Now, you mentioned you had to get the police to go get your daughter. But basically, it's the police against the government. What you're telling me is there's already laws on the books that allow your daughter to go ahead and do something like this and for people to enable her to do something like this. And there's nothing you can do as a parent.
Correct. And we did have at that point in time, and I think things are a little bit different because there was another bill passed last session, which was Senate Bill 5881, which is a youth homeless bill. Kind of addresses some of these things, made it actually even worse for parents like me and for law enforcement to be able to go in and get these kids that are there without parental consent. But excuse me, these bills basically would not allow for a parent like me who hasn't done anything wrong to be able to what they call pull consent. And they teach your kids these terms. These adults are enabling this. They are creating this. And like you said, you know, it's like they're wanting to increase the homelessness. And when I see what happened with my daughter, they want this to happen. They have people in place that actually encourage children to do this. Rather than encouraging a child to go home and reunite with their family, they're encouraging the separation of families.
Now, as I understand it, this isn't a Democrat-Republican thing. Over 90% of the people who testified against this bill testified against this bill rather than, you know, oh, it's mostly Republicans. It seems like everybody's against this thing, aside from the people who are voting for it and sponsoring it. So it seems like you have these activists in the Washington State Legislature, but they're not representing their constituents. Everybody realizes this is a problem. Do you know what rationale they're using for saying, hey, even though 90% of the people testifying don't want this thing, we're pushing forward with it anyway?
Well, they stack these committee hearings with the people that support what they're trying to do. So the Democrats chair each of these committees, and the chairperson gets to decide who's going to get to testify. So at yesterday's hearing, it was quite interesting and very telling that they had stacked the pro side with transgender people or transgender supporters much more heavily than they had in previous hearings on this same bill. And they allowed, I would say, probably 60-40. So they allowed 60% of testimony in support of this bill and 40% in opposition. And as you said, the people that signed in, it was like at least 90% opposed to this bill. But they want to make it appear that the majority of people support the bill. But as you said, this isn't a political issue. Parents of all political affiliations want to be able to protect their children and want to be involved in their parents, in their child's care.
And yet what's happening here is you're literally taking it away from the parents. Now, I don't think most people understand that here in Washington, Julie, correct me if I've got the age wrong, but pretty much from the age of 13, you don't get to weigh in on your kids' health care decisions anymore.
That's correct.
That's horrifying and frightening. I mean, you got Seattle Children's Hospital giving out this thing and producing this thing called the gender card. We're literally, I have a copy of it. I'm holding it in my hands right now. At the very bottom of this thing about how you identify and your sexual activity, there's a check box. And it says either check the one of the two following. I'd like to talk about what you can share with my parent guardian. Do not share with my parent or guardian. And this is at pediatricians' offices. This is being given out to your kids. One of my son's friends brought this to me from his pediatrician's office. These people are after your kids, and so many people would rather turn a blind eye to it. Now, have you spoken with any of the Democrats that are sponsoring this thing? Have you spoken with any of the activists that are sponsoring this thing? Have they given you any shred, morsel of remorse, or is it all just, you know, prepackaged talking points?
Oh, it's nobody is remorseful about this, and I have never had anyone on the Democrat side reach out to me after I've testified, or, you know, I've emailed several of them, and I'm, you know, very well connected to a lot of our legislators, as you know. So they know how to find me, and they don't want to have the conversation, Ari. That's the bottom line. They don't want to hear from us. They aren't going to be flexible. You know, they aren't going to entertain any amendments to this. They shot down every Republican amendment that came out of the Senate. And they'll do the same in the House.
They're literally after your children. Guys, they're
absolutely
literally, right. They're literally after the children. Listen to this woman. Listen to Julie Barrett, who is telling you her own experience, who's being very open with us about what happened in her life, what happened with her daughter, and realize she is one example. And this is something that is likely happening to more people than just Julie. We've heard other people testify similar stories. They are literally after your kids. They want to be a cradle-to-grave society. They want custody of your children. They want to control how they think. They want to control how they act. And they want to make sure that they are raising a new generation of activists, regardless of what that does to the kid, regardless of what that does to the parents. That's what they're trying to do. Julie Barrett, founder of Conservative Ladies of America, founder of Conservative Ladies of Washington, thank you for your story today. Thank you for being so open with us.
Thanks, Ari. Thanks for having me on and letting me share.
Always a pleasure. I wish it was under better circumstances. If you want to push back and fight against Senate Bill 5599, all you got to do is call the legislative hotline, which is 1-800-562-6000. That's 1-800-562-6000. And by the way, this actually works, people. This actually works. We have had success with it this legislative session. We have gotten some really bad bills defeated because of your phone calls. So once again, that's Senate Bill 5599. Call 1-800-562-6000. 562-6000 and be nice to the people on the other end of the phone. Their job is just to answer the phone. They're not the people passing this stupidity.